You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
And hey, we're welcoming our friends and our family. And if you are a first-time listener to our show, we're happy to have you. We are a feel-good show shouting out some good news from around the world. And you can expect some great positive music by St. Tone, as well as some great innovative guests every week. And see what's going on around the USA with our events calendar.
So today's guest is Tia Walker. She is the founder of The Inspired CEO. She's also an author. She also has an award show that she's put on. So a lot of really great things to hear about Tia. So I want to switch gears real quick because there is a show coming up called Imagination IQ that Janie and I are going to be part of. And it's happening in Sacramento, California from October 29th to the 31st. And Dan Fowler, who was a previous guest of ours, has invited us to join him again and entertain everyone that's coming to the event. But what he does is he puts together these great three-day seminars where he brings in a lot of different experts in their fields. If it's laws of attraction or special breathing techniques to help calm down stress, he really just pulls together some really fascinating people. And the coolest thing about his events are they're not your typical sit-in-a-chair seminar. These are very interactive. The last one we did, we were all sitting in bean bags for 3 days. It was a very casual atmosphere, but yet you were learning and being entertained and very involved. So I highly recommend anybody who's interested in checking this out to go to www.theimaginationinstitute.com. Find out more about it. And if you type in the code word Saint Tone, you will get a significant discount. So again, if you type in the code Saint Tone, you'll get a great discount. Imagination IQ, October 29th to the 31st, 2015. Check it out. Well, when you hear that sound, you know it is time for our quote of the week. So today's quote is, train your mind to see the positive in every situation. Again, train your mind to see the positive in every situation. If you think about that, it's a pretty simple statement, but it can be challenging at times because a lot of times you look at certain situations and you go, I can't find anything positive about that. But if you look at certain situations like 9/11, which was devastating, and it really turned the world upside down, but yet what came from that was a unity of the United States. You saw American flags everywhere. You saw people helping each other out, especially in a city like New York City, where for weeks after 9/11, people were helping each other out, and they were very courteous to one another. And it really showed how humanity can come together after such a tragedy. So if you begin to train your mind to just try and find the positive in every situation, you'll be amazed on what you'll find.
USALuxuryDirect.com. 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 Top name brands from around the world, sold at discounted prices. Hundreds of items to choose from. Put Humanitarian Radio in the coupon zone for a 10% discount at USALuxuryDirect.com.
So we want to thank our sponsor, USA Luxury Direct. As you know, this show is run strictly on donations, and we appreciate them supporting our cause and helping us shout out some good news around the world. If you have a chance, go check out USALuxuryDirect.com and put in the code word Humanitarian Radio, and they'll give you an extra discount. Do you have a great idea for a product and you don't know how to get it made? Call Artistic Journey. They'll help you find your way to getting your new products made and into the marketplace. Need a free consultation? No problem. Need artwork and graphics? No problem. Need your idea turned into something wonderful that the whole world can use? Call Janie at Artistic Journey to help you get through this process. It's not as hard as you think. With 20 years of experience, Artistic Journey can pave the way for your product to get into the hands of people around the world. Call Artistic Journey today, 941-780-2538.
So it's time for some good news from around the world. So this is a great story. There is a woman named Catherine Thompson, and she works in a bakery at the Elon University Cafe. And every day she greets all the students and says, "Hi, how are you? Where are you from?" And she's always very warm and friendly. And these two girls who frequently go to this cafe to grab breakfast or lunch, they became friends with her and started talking to her. And she said that it was always her dream to go to Disney World and to be able to take her grandson. And the two girls decided, well, there's about 6,000 students here, and if everyone gave a dollar, they could easily do that. So they started a GoFundMe campaign and were able to raise $7,685 for the woman. And they presented it to her, and she was just overwhelmed by the kindness and the thoughtfulness of these two girls to be able to do that. And now this grandma is going to be able to take her son, her daughter-in-law, and her two grandkids to Disney World, because she says the grandson or the two grandkids always find Mickey everywhere and are in love with Mickey Mouse. So she always wanted to be able to do this, but just never had the funding to do it. And it's really interesting also that GoFundMe actually added $1,000 to the account. I guess once a month what they do is they have an employee of the month choose which GoFundMe campaign they were going to donate to, and they chose this particular one, and they added $1,000 there. So good for you, girls. That is just great. It was such a simple gesture, and look what it did. It's actually changed someone's life. So here's another really great story about students coming together. The students at Anderson County High School in Lexington, Kentucky, have a janitor there named Ricky. And Ricky has always been there. He's a great guy. And apparently he has a son in the military who just had a baby. And it's their first grandson. And him and his wife really wanted to go see him. He's stationed in Italy, but he just didn't have enough money to go and do it. So the kids and the staff decided to rally together and put some money together, and they were able to raise $1,900 for him and his wife to fly out to Italy and to see their grandson, who they hadn't seen in a year. And I think that's just incredible. Again, it's these everyday people and kids that are just noticing someone in need and taking it upon themselves that if we all come together with simple, small donations, we can help someone's dream come true. So, I mean, here's two great examples of kids and younger adults that are seeing a need and saying, "Hey, I'll contribute a dollar to that, and I'll contribute a dollar to that," and realize that that one little dollar can make such a huge difference in someone's life if everyone were to do it. So, wow, great stories. I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. 'Cause I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me. Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs. Give me that best case scenario. It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Stereo. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com. Mama said we can always hug it out. Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Here are some events that may be happening in your area. Check out events calendar on humanitarianradio.com. On the 16th to the 18th, a yoga and kayaking retreat in Lenox, Massachusetts. On the 16th to the 18th, Healthy Life Expo in Los Angeles. October 17th, Higher Health, Deepak Chopra, will be in Ottawa, Canada. October 24th to the 30th, Allowing Adventures with Mr. Rez, and that's in Kauai, Hawaii. And don't forget, October 29th to the 31st is our own Dan Fowler with Imagination IQ in Sacramento, California.
Yeah, and you know, and I want to talk about that real quick, because we are going to be participating in that as we did in the past, and I'm really excited to be a part of this event because Dan brings in some really, really great speakers, and each one of them, you get to interact with them, and they're part of the program. So they don't just walk in and walk out. They're actually there that you can mingle with.
Yeah, and not only does he bring in great speakers, but he's a great speaker himself and has a lot of information to offer that really makes your mind go to new places and get your imagination cranking. So definitely, you can check out humanitarianradio.com's front page. There's a secret code there for you to get your discount, and join us in Sacramento if you're available.
And so we are back with Tia Walker. She's the founder of the Inspired CEO and also the Inspireek Award. How are you today, Tia?
I am doing fantastic. I'm so glad to be here with you.
So am I. You know, we had a chance just a second ago to speak off air, and there seems to be some similarities that we can help each other out with in what we're trying to do out here in the world. So tell me a little bit more about the Inspired CEO and how you founded that.
Well, it's funny. I actually have been a business consultant for about 23 years, and the Inspired CEO has definitely evolved over those past 23 years, but it's been a new way to look at the way we do business. And so the idea of being the Inspired CEO, I'm calling on those people who are leaders of organizations and even those entrepreneurs who are wanting to grow their business and be those conscious evolutionary officers in their own business, which to me means, you know, in that desire to grow your business, that you actually take your employees along with you and that you grow them and their consciousness as you grow your business. So growing good employees and growing great communities as we grow our bottom line.
That is excellent. You know, I love that idea because something like that, one of the things I love about this show that we've been able to do is we seek out good news from around the world. And one of the stories that we recently read was a CEO who had, he had sold his company for I don't know how many millions of dollars, and he had 100 plus workers. And what he wanted to do was he didn't want to leave the company because he thought that some of these guys might lose their job. So he gave everyone something like $200,000 or $300,000 each. And it was just an amazing story. So some people got to retire and other people got to be very comfortable because the money that they had he got an obscene amount of money for his company. But he was able to help all of the people because he said, these are the people that helped me get this business to where it is for me to sell it at this price. And I thought that was like, wow, look at that. A CEO who's actually really taking care of his employees. Because I think there was a study done that it used to be that CEOs used to make, I don't know, let's say 3 or 4 times more than their employees. Now it's like ridiculous how much more they make. So there's been this big gap in between. So I think that's something that is really relevant today as far as trying to help out the employees move forward as you're moving forward.
Well, I love that. And I think that, I mean, I don't know who that is, but I definitely applaud him or her, because, you know, it's really those people who help you get there and recognizing that and acknowledging that, that makes a difference. And you think about that, like the impact that allowing those employees to do whatever it is, you know, they're going to do some good in community, and that's going to ripple out in a bigger way than probably he would have ever had having, you know, retired with X amount of money in his account or portfolio. And to actually know that the true dividends are the people who helped you get there and the community that that helped him also. So I love that. Wow.
Yeah, it's a story like that. And this is the funny thing is that once he did it, other CEOs noticed that and started doing the same, as opposed to ridiculing him like, well, why'd you give all your money away? It's like, look, if you've just made $200 million, I mean, what are you going to do with $200 million or $300 million? You know, it's you can give some of it away and still be okay. So
right.
I think that was a great, great thing. So what made you just come around and like what inspired you to do this, to say, hey, I really want to start getting these people conscious about what's going on around them?
Well, I think for me, I mean, I started and I was really fortunate, I have to say, that you know, my very first client was actually DuPont, which was a really traditional, you know, I've had Fortune 100, 500 companies, and I was very young and just knew that I had to fit in and kind of did the whole thing with the blue suit and didn't want to make waves, and I just really compartmentalized my life, and that when I went to work, it was, I strictly did the thing that I needed to do to get ahead, but didn't really bring in a lot of my personal life into it. And then I found that there was just such incongruencies for me with what was spoken to versus what I saw happening in reality. So for me, I really saw a broken system that I was like, you know what? You know, how can I actually affect this in a positive way? And I saw spaces, and I didn't even know at the time, because I literally started in like my early 20s, and realized that what was for me lacking was A, being transparent, like really fully being who I was no matter what and in any environment, and not thinking that I had to go along with the program in order to make things work or to fit in. And I realized that when I actually was myself, I was fully living out who I was, bringing in really what I didn't know at the time, but I now have found it's kind of evoking the feminine in a space that was very much a masculine space. What a difference that made. And to my delight and surprise, I think that people responded in a way that I felt empowered me to really want to bring my consultancy business to a different level. And so I look for opportunities to work with for-profit corporations where we brought in community, the issues, and really kind of flipping that switch on, you know, who their stakeholders versus shareholders and community, and how they could really support community in a different way. So I think it was just being in a situation where I thought it wasn't working for me, and how can I make that work, and kind of spark me getting into the work that I'm doing. And now, you know, I think I work with everyone from solopreneurs to thought leaders, and I'm finding that the real common denominator is people who are inspired to make a difference in the world and have some type of positive impact. So that is the thing that fuels me now, and I feel it's going to have the biggest ripple in a positive way in community.
Absolutely. You know, I think when you start getting to the people that are that oversee, you know, their CEO, so they oversee their staff, when you start seeing changes at the top, it definitely makes a difference. You know, if you go into a business and the business just seems to be unorganized, ultimately you need to look at who's in charge there. And if that person in charge is well organized and seems to really have his act together, it usually ripples down because he's the person in charge and he makes sure that everything else is flowing and the people beneath them. So I think it's great that you're going after the people that are on top, because that can affect that many more people that much quickly, that much quicker. What I wanted to comment on was, I love the fact that you wanted to be more transparent in your job and not just fit in, because a lot of times, let's face it, you know, we don't want to rock the boat. So we go, I don't really agree with that, or I would have done that differently, but let me just punch the clock. Let me just do what I'm going to do, because I'm just going to follow and just follow and just follow. But when you finally can get to that point going, you know what, I think it's time for me to just really be more of myself, and everyone else goes, oh my God, you had the courage to do that, I agree with you. And next thing you know, I usually use an analogy of, it takes one person to be on the dance floor first before the dance floor is full. But if no one takes that first step onto the dance floor, you could go the whole night and going, no one's dancing. You're like, you just need that one person to step out and go, I'm just going to go out there and I'm going to say how I feel. And it sounds like that's something that you've had the courage to do that obviously has inspired others. So I think that is great.
Thank you for that. And I'm laughing because, you know, I'm often the first one on the dance floor, and it's like, you know, I had to get over the you know, giving myself permission to like, whatever, you know, I'm just going to go out and because it feels right and that, I'm not worried about what others, you know, someone else thinks of me. And, you know, the interesting thing too, though, is that a lot of these companies that are, they really get what's up. You know, you have, like Tom's, you have Patagonia, Ben and Jerry's. I mean, there's a lot of company that truly they're leading from a way in a space that is employee oriented, and it's totally affecting their bottom line in a positive way and the things that they're able to do, you know, in communities, but it's a win-win for everyone. But I just love when I see, you know, there are changes, and those are the companies that truly, I think time will tell that they are going to be the leaders that will be out in the forefront, and you know others are going to be, you know, a little left behind, because it's not really a system that's sustainable when you're not looking at the better interest of your employee. So I applaud them, and I just think that I think we're in a space of a shift right now, where with a lot of corporations that really they're going to be forced to get it, because I think, you know, we as consumers, we have a choice. And when we start really exercising that choice in a conscious way, things will change.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think when people start realizing how, well, if you think about it, if you have two companies and you go, well, this company hypothetically treats their employees like this and this company treats their employees like that. I'm thinking Costco, for example. Costco is a company that, you know, I think they only charge, I think, 7% more than what they pay for their items. So it's not this astronomical amount as far as what they're gaining. And I know they take care of their employees very well, because my cousin has worked for him for 27 years. And, you know, he tells me a lot of these things that these guys have put in the forefront. And it's an extremely successful and family-oriented company. And you could see that all the employees that work there, they're very well taken care of. So a lot of times they don't want to leave. They're like, no, this job's too good. I can't let it go. And they want to go to work, and they want to see the CEO and the whole company successful, because it shows in their bottom line also. You know, I think when you can take care of everyone along for the ride, then there's that much more in stake for everyone who goes to work every day. You know, they feel like, hey, I'm doing something that I'm excited about, and I actually have a say and I have a part in it. So I think that is excellent that you actually have gotten yourself an ability to do stuff like this, because this is the stuff that needs to be done these days. And I think it will show through that these companies will be in the forefront. Tell me a little bit more now about the Inspireek, Inspired Unique Award. And how you came up with that?
Well, yeah, it's like many, I think many areas of my life where, you know, I'm doing the thing that I feel most called to do, and then it shifts in some way. And it started with the Our Way Awards, and I can say that I really didn't set out to create this new business, and the business really found me. And what happened was I meet really incredible people in the work that I do. And, you know, I take note of the ones who are, you know, the innovators and doing the right thing, even when, you know, it's not always the easy thing. And so I met with a client of mine, and I remember I was in Santa Barbara driving and looking out over the Riviera, going to this Riviera office park, and just taking in, like, wow, like, you know, I'm in the American Riviera enjoying, like, this, on my way to meet this beautiful COO of a corporation. It was a software company that I call them the Google of Santa Barbara. They're growing, like, I think they grew like 5,000% in 3 years. It's just,
wow,
incredible growth. Yeah. And just a super conscious woman who is leading the helm in creating a corporate culture that really supported their employees. So I mentioned to her, and I said, you know, I just really feel like, you know, we don't celebrate each other enough. And I'm thinking about putting on these awards that celebrates, and in particular, it was women, entrepreneurs, philanthropists, and community leaders. And she was very much in support of that. And from the very first award that I did, it's been 3 years ago at the Bacara in Santa Barbara, this award really, it grew into an international award from, it's been Monaco and India and just all over the globe and in the United States. And from that, women would literally stand on the stage, and these are many women I had no idea, you know, the work that they did, and they were nominated by others in community, and just were blown away by the unsung heroes in communities. And so from those awards, literally women would get emails, and, you know, who was that person, and how could I connect with them? And that's when Inspirique came into being, because a couple things came out of those initial awards. One was that there were the torchbearers. So really recognizing, you know, hey, there's some guys in the community. There's these amazing men who are doing incredible things, and how can we include them? And the other part of it was these women that really were not looking for any accolades, were just doing the things that they felt called to do in their communities. Someone took the time out to actually not only nominate them, but to say, I believe their work is so phenomenal in the world that I want others to know about that. And so that's where Inspirique magazine came into being, and we started sharing stories through the magazine. So literally this whole other part of what was a part of the Inspired CEO came out of just listening to community, and I feel like just what wanted to happen. And, you know, I just said, I guess I'm actually starting this magazine. And then I had incredible people who stepped up, and I remember a woman who said, you know, it was her life's dream to create a magazine, and so she was a supporter early on, and it's just grown from there. So both the awards and the magazine have come into being by, I feel like, listening to what wanted to happen and really feeling a lot of resonance with, you know, the idea that we celebrate each other, that, you know, so often we're just doing our own things and, you know, doing the work at hand, but to take that time out to acknowledge and celebrate, just it seemed important to me. So here we are.
So let me ask you this, because that is just a great, great story. And what I love about it is that you felt something and you acknowledged it and didn't just say, oh, that would be nice. You know, because so many of us, I think, at times go, well, that would be really nice to do that, to acknowledge people. And then you said, well, why can't I have an award? Why can't I have an award show and actually have people nominated? And when you take it to that level, you know, you just, and I'm sure it didn't take that much energy to do it. It just took an acknowledgement and to move into that direction for it to sort of take a life of its own, to really start moving. And then to have that turn into a magazine, I think is incredible. Now, how often does the magazine come out?
Well, it's a quarterly, and we are sharing our philanthropic issue is actually the next one. We have the belief issue that just came out, and that was, you know, centered around the Oprah Belief series, and I think I was sharing how, you know, I got involved in that. But I have looked at doing it in 2016 as a monthly. So we're still considering that, but we had a huge success out of the gate as a quarterly, and are really appreciating, you know, bringing those stories to people at least four times a year.
Yeah. Now, is it in full print or is it just digital? How do people get it?
It's both. So it is full print. We had our first printing. There were 5,000 copies, and we sold them out very quickly without huge distribution. So that was wonderful. And so now we actually made it available online. And in 2016, you can, you know, subscribe, and we're happy to share that more broadly. We actually partnered with a beautiful community in Monaco that we had the American Riviera and French Riviera. They were our first kind of partners, and We had quite a bit of a distribution and interest there. So we will see stories, and you can kind of tell where the awards have been, because there will be a trail of stories that follow those communities. And now what's interesting is the awards are actually going on somewhat of a platform, in that, you know, you can actually have your own awards in your community that has the same spirit and format that we do with our Inspireek Awards, because it's actually quite unique and a lot different than the typical award ceremony.
Excellent. So can you, when is the next award ceremony?
We have one that's coming up that will actually be in Montecito, California, and that is happening on October 25th, and we have some really incredible individuals that we're acknowledging, and that's actually a special one that is a part of and came and was inspired by Oprah's Belief series, and that those are specifically, we're calling them believers in community, and those are those people who either had some type of adversity that they had to transcend and overcome, and they're serving as an inspiration to others to do the same. So these individuals, I was just blown away by the people who were nominated. And again, many of them, I had no idea who they were. And I've just been so inspired by this unique set of individuals that are coming together. And then we end the year up with the last awards in Kauai. And this will be the second year there. And again, some phenomenal women of the islands.
That is excellent. And isn't it great when you actually can, you know, I always find it amazing just doing the show the way we have for the past 2 years. There are so many incredible people out there doing incredible things that you just don't know about. And then as soon as you open up a platform similar to our radio show and to your award show, all of a sudden you start hearing about all these great people that are doing great things. You're like, wow, I would have never known about these people. And it's to me, that's what inspires me the most is meeting people like yourself that are doing great things out there, that unless I had this platform to welcome people like yourself to come on the air and talk about what's going on, people don't know about it. So can people get tickets to either one of those shows, or how does that work?
They can, and if they go to Our Way Awards, it's ARWEYAwards.com. They can find out information on when the next awards are. They can nominate people in their community, find out if, you know, if they want to actually hold an awards in their community. That would be the place to go, ARWEYAwards.com.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, a second ago, you were talking about Oprah's Belief, and last week we had a show about that. We took some snippets from the actual show. How did you get involved with Oprah and her Belief Foundation, or her Belief series that's going to be coming out?
Well, it's funny. It's one of those things where now I literally lived for a while within a mile. I was in Montecito, and it's funny because the whole Oprah thing, like I noticed with people, you know, since this has happened and I've been a part of this Belief team, is that, you know, I have such an appreciation for, you know, who she is and what she's actually created, and the way she's actually expanded the consciousness of just, you know, millions of people.
Yeah.
But there was never this sense of like, oh, I need to meet Oprah. You know, there was like, I just didn't have that. And I remember my son would literally, he would say, but, you know, I had so many people would say, you need to meet Oprah, you know, and I thought, okay, if it's meant to be, then I would, you know, I will. And I remember my son would, like, he'd do the Oprah sightings, like, she's on Coast Village Road, Mom, you know, you should get down here, you need to meet her. And I didn't have this sense that that was the case. So what ended up happening was I was asked to be on this call with Oprah's Belief team, who was heading, you know, the whole series that's coming up in October, and I had no idea that Oprah actually was on the line. And for me, when she shared like so passionately about this series and what it meant to her, and she considered it her life work, and had put her own money into it, like 3 years and 33 countries to shoot this, that I thought, okay, I want to check it out. And so I saw the preview, and then I've since seen three of the episodes that they have released to the team to watch in preparation for the series being released, and was just so moved by what I saw that I knew this was something I wanted to be a part of. And I thought anything that expands the conversation, and I know, you know, religion has been, you know, such a stronghold for many people and a point of division where, you know, really getting beyond what it is that is your belief system, faith, and really getting into the heart space that connects us all, that we really, truly understand that we're more alike than not. And I thought that this series was a way to facilitate those type of conversations. And so that's why I was a yes. And I'm excited. I'm excited about, you know, others being able to watch this. And I'm really curious at this point, you know, what will happen as she's opened this door of people talking on really a topic that has been, you know, divisive for many people, and seeing what happens from there.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, you know, the common thing is, what don't you talk about? Religion and politics, because
right.
People are so heated by those things. Because let's face it, we all have our own little beliefs. And if, mm-hmm. you know, you're very passionate about that, if you were raised that way, or if that's just something you strongly believe, obviously, how many wars have we had throughout the centuries, all upon beliefs, you know,
right.
you must be Christian, you must be Jew, you must be this. So, you know, what I find fascinating is, for me personally, I went down a spiritual path about 15 years ago, and I was raised Roman Catholic. And somehow I just went down the spiritual path and started reading different books and just opening up my mind to different thoughts. And as I have, you know, I've come to the conclusion of spirituality, where I don't really look at what we have different. I look at what we have in common. So if you start saying, well, you know, just be a good person or this, or, you know, sometimes I used to be questioned about, I had a boss who is a born-again Christian, and he would constantly, every day ask me about my faith, and because I was Roman Catholic, and I was like, what does this have to do with anything? And he just wanted to constantly debate me. And I was like, why can't we just talk about what we have in common? So,
yeah.
You know, I think it's going to be a very interesting topic if people look at it and say, this is what we have in common. You believe what you believe, and I believe what I believe. But either way, we both go to the grocery store together. Hey, something in common. You know, it doesn't really matter. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a really fascinating show. Now, you got a chance to see three episodes already? Because it's a full week of episodes, correct?
Right. Yes, it is. It airs the October 18th through the 24th. And, you know, I did see three of the episodes. And I can say that, you know, episode one, and I believe it was episode five, and I just was like blown away by them. And it was interesting because episode two was one that was a bit of a challenge for me. You know, I watched it, and the sharing of some rituals in various cultures that I thought, wow, you know, for me, it was an example of, you know, I hesitate to say extreme that some people go through to find source, and yet like fully respecting and acknowledging that everyone's choice is their choice. But I have to say it was a little bit of a challenge for me to watch, and it was beautiful because for me, I realized that it's not always the thing that's easy that should be in front of us. Sometimes it's the stuff that's hard, and it's the stuff that people go through. And I saw everything from, what I loved about it was that she has shared everything from a father and a daughter who go to Burning Man, and they are this beautiful experience they have at the temple and letting go of losing a wife and a daughter, and, you know, her, a mother and a sister, you know, within a year. It's just something that they you know, experienced extreme tragedy and came together with many other people in at Burning Man. You know, it's like, and there's someone who takes their inspiration from nature. And so she's done a beautiful job of showing many religions, and however someone is inspired to connect with whatever source it is within themselves to do something that leads their life in a positive way is a good thing. And so, you know, to sit in that space of non-judgment and just appreciation of we're all connected at some point through source and through our hearts, I couldn't thank her more for just even opening that up. And I learned a lot. I mean, there were some practices of various religions that I had no idea about that I learned about, and just a different appreciation. So I think it's going to open up many people's expand their knowledge base around other religions that are in the world and cultures, and then just a new appreciation for those spaces where we are all connected.
Yeah, that sounds extremely exciting. And again, just to have the courage to present this in a series to say, hey, look, I'm going to wipe away all the taboos and I'm going to bring some spotlights on what people do. And some people are going to have a lot of judgment against it, going like, those people are crazy. And they're looking at you, well, they think you're crazy. You know, because everyone thinks their belief might be the only belief or the correct belief. And why would those people want to do that? And they go, well, why do those people want to do that? One of the things I learned, I've had the fortune of being able to travel quite a bit around the world. And as I was telling you earlier, doing USO entertaining US troops around the world, is that when you get into these different areas, if it's the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, or Bahrain, or any of those places, or Italy, Greece, everyone has their own way of doing things. And I remember my bandmates getting frustrated sometimes, and I go, you know, that common saying, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. I said, because listen, you're in their country now. This is the way they do things. And a friend of mine had a hard time with a lot of the places because he had never been exposed to it. But once you get exposed to it, you learn to adapt and you go, okay, well, this is how these people live. And this is how these people do their religion. This is what they believe in. So this is their practices. Once you see it and you can take a step back and go, well, this is how they were born and raised. They know nothing else other than what they know. And you know, when I was traveling, this was prior, before the internet. And so, you know, you would go to places where, God, I remember going to Saudi Arabia and everyone going, why do you want to go to the Middle East, dude? Those people hate us. Didn't you see they got bombs? And I said, this is what the news is showing you. Once you actually see it, you go, oh my God, here's a mall. I remember I went to an amusement park in Kuwait, and I'm like, I'm in Kuwait at an amusement park. And there's a TGI Fridays, but yet you would never see that on the news. And what I'm trying to get at is once you start exploring these different religions and you start fully understanding it, now you have a better appreciation for it. You know, you don't take just the craziness of it. You go, oh, this is why they do what they do. So it starts to just make sense. And I think it's time to open up those types of conversations. So that way people get the full story and not just the little highlights or the little tidbits that might seem extreme. And I think it's interesting how your comment was, it took you a while to go, wow, this is what this person does, or this is what these people believe. But yet for them, that's what they believe. And maybe they're getting that sense of peace from those different practices where you might go, well, why can't you just sit and meditate? Why do you have to pierce yourself? You know, and it's like, well, this is what their culture believes, and that takes them there. So, yeah, very interesting to see where it's going to go. How do people get a hold of you, or how do people get to work with you?
Well, probably the best way to get in touch with me is to go to theinspiredceo.com and, check out my website. There's a contact page there. Send your information, and I'll happily respond. And I just want to say that I have an appreciation for the work that you're doing in the world, and just, you sharing your story. And travel is like one of those expansive things, at least I feel it is, that, you sharing your stories and your experiences, it helps us. And you are the connector, the bridge to people who may not have had those same experiences, and bringing it back and culturally just being curious about people versus, they're different. Well, gosh, appreciation and curiosity as we go about the world and learn about different cultures and different ways of doing things. So I was listening to just how you shared and the influence you have on others who, they have a preconceived notion about the other, and not realizing that the other is themselves. We're all connected in that way. And so the more that you travel and share your experiences and use this great platform for that, I applaud you and I thank you.
Well, thank you very much. And I got to say, it was an eye-opening experience for me, and especially coming back and being able to share it, and being able to say, we were in these so-called desert cities where everyone's a terrorist and stuff, and you're like, these are just normal people with kids, and they have malls, and they have highways, and they have buildings, and they're not living in caves, and you just start to see going. The thing that I took back the most from all the places that I've traveled is how similar we all are. That's the thing that I took back the most, was we are more similar than we realize, but yet sometimes the powers that be want to twist it a little because they want people to look at it as a, we're at war with the Middle East, so they try to find all the little topics to make sure that we can continue being at war in the Middle East. But then when you actually see it and you go, wow, 99% of the people there have nothing to do with terrorism or this or this or that. They're picking out this little 1%. So we're here as a platform to try to help educate others to say, hey, sometimes question the authority. I don't know. Without getting too deep into it. Just think a little bit and do some research, I guess, is the best thing. Don't just take it for what it's worth. Like, I read it on the internet, so it has to be true.
Oh, yeah, that's scary. And it's like, okay, you're allowing us to get back to the truth, which is, living in our own humanity and knowing, these people, they care about their children just like we do ours.
Exactly.
They want a life that matters just as we do. And so I think we're waking up, many of us. We're waking up to what's being doled out to us versus, really being aware and awake. So, you're furthering that, and this is a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so much for being a guest on our show. You really are bringing so much to the table as far as your awards, your magazine, your involvement with Oprah and her belief series. And again, that is going to air, is it this coming Sunday? Is it?
Yes. So it's October 18th through the 24th on OWN. And I'm sure there will be replays at some point. But that is going to be a really beautiful series, and I think many people will watch. And we're actually encouraging people to have little watch parties at home, and dinner dialogues, and let's start getting back to having conversations and shared experiences. So we're encouraging people to get together and watch it with someone, go to a viewing party.
I think that's an excellent idea, because that instantly starts to open that conversation. So once the show is over, or it goes to commercial in between, conversation could start because you both have experienced it at the same time to go, wow, wasn't that fascinating? What do people think? And that, I think so many of us have gotten so caught up in our cell phones and our selfies and our things that we're not communicating as much. So just as have a watching party, as you said, it would be great. Which just like it's like a movie night. It's like, hey, man, we're going to have a bunch of people over to watch this. So I think that's an excellent idea. And I, from what I understand, they are setting that up in different areas.
Yes, we actually have a few. I will actually be at the Parliament of World Religions in Salt Lake City on the opening on October 18th, and we have a beautiful event on October 19th that will be in Salt Lake, and we have some events in Los Angeles and in Santa Barbara, so, and there are many all over the country. So if you are looking for an event, you're welcome to come to our website, and that website is beyondbelieftours.com. So beyondbelieftour.com, and you'll see a listing of the events and then a link to events all over the world.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Tia, thank you again so much for being part of our show. I just keep doing what you're doing because you are obviously on the right track, and you're inspiring a lot of people out there, and just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Tony. It's my absolute pleasure, and I absolutely feel the same way about you. So thank you for having me on.
Thanks. So every week we like to dedicate a song to our guest. And this week I chose a song I wrote called Empower Me. I believe that Tia is doing some great work with the CEOs out there. So this is for you, Tia. Empower Me by Saint Tone.
Something's changed within this life, like a light's been turned on late at night. Since my thoughts changed, veil's been lifted from these eyes, like a self-imposed suicide of old beliefs. So I changed my thoughts and I changed my ways, and I changed the way I approach the day, and I'm taking control. Night will come and I will pray, and I think of things and love to change, and I just let go. It's always up to me, it's up to me. Empower me, now I see. It's always up to me, I believe, I believe. Fall a long way, I know there's things that I could change, make things right. And if I feel like I could fly, well, I'd spread these wings of faith and try, and I'd just take flight. Empower me, now I see, it's up to me, it's up to me. Empower me, now I see, so it's up to me, yeah, me. It's ever strong belief. Voices are the choices from inside, inside. see. It's always up to me. I believe. I believe.
So once again, that was Empower Me by Saint Tone. You can check out that song and a bunch of others at www.sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com.
You know, if you're looking for a little spark on your any day, you can always go back to humanitarianradio.com and check out any of our previous shows. We do keep them on there so that we can inspire you to find some good news for your soul. Do something great for someone else in your world.
Yeah, and if you know of a story or if you know of someone that should be on our show, by all means, connect with us on Facebook at Humanitarian Radio or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and reach out to us. Let us know any good news that you have out there that you want to share with the world.
Make it a good week.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.